Mishnah Sderov, Rabbeisai, we're at Ne'ila of Tisha B'Av. And yes, Tisha B'Av is also a type of Yom HaDin. It's a Yom HaDin in which we're judged for how much we care. We're given a day to show that we care. It's a day of mourning. Mourning for something which it's difficult to understand how we're supposed to mourn. How can we mourn for something that we have no idea, we've never experienced? We've heard stories, but even the stories get translated into our minds just in things which are in line with our own wording, our own ideas. But we can't fathom what's out of our understanding, out of our knowledge, out of our experience. And that was the world of the life of the Beis Hamikdash and the existence that we had, the exalted higher purpose existence that they had, was something which we've never experienced. And so how are we supposed to mourn? How are we supposed to be in sorrow for what we never knew that we lost? The truth is, the easiest answer to this question, but it's not an answer, but it's halfway there, is a chol hapachus, we can mourn and we don't know how to mourn. That I am definitely capable of. The very fact that I can't fathom, the fact that I'm so distant, the fact that I don't have any life experience of what real exalted living means. I've read about it and I've heard about it. What greater reason for mourning is other than that? But that's not the mourning of Tisha B'Av. That's a moshul that I've done my kids on Shabbos. Not very good moshul. You take a baby, a one-year-old baby, to some mountaintop, snow-tipped mountaintop, beautiful with views that you can, uplifting views. You take a one-year-old baby there, what's the baby's reaction going to be? Crying because they're hungry. The baby doesn't have any possibility, doesn't have any faculty to understand where he is, what he's seeing, what he's enjoying. And in a similar, probably even further, inability to truly appreciate and understand and fathom what it is that we had and that we lost is us with regards to days gone by. So again, so how are we supposed to mourn? There's a Yerushalmi in Yomor, Kol Dor She'eino Nivne B'Yomov, it's a difficult Gemara to understand. Any generation, person, in whose lifetime the Beis Hamikdash is not built, it's as if he destroyed it. From a very simple mathematical approach, it's difficult to understand because the zechuyos that you need in order to deserve the Beis Hamikdash to be built is presumably greater, more, than what you deserve to have it not taken away. So how can the same person be blamed for seemingly a crime which is much smaller than what he's perpetrated? There's a Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, which I think is a bit of an answer to these questions, or partially. The Rambam says, I'll read out the Rambam, the whole halacha. The Rambam says, HaMelech Mashiach Osir Lamed and Hafzir Malchus David Yoshino, the Memshallah Yoshino, Ubayna Amigdosh, the Kavis Nitra Yisrael, the Chayzim Kalmish, Hameshbotim, the Yalov, Shahoy Mikhaydim, Makriv and Karbonois, That line of if it finished over there, I understand it. Einu Ma'amin Boy, these are nevuas from the Navi, from the Vim. So Kol Mi She'einu Ma'amin Boy is a Kofa. But what does it mean? For me, ain't a mamin boy, or ain't a machaka boy, or ain't a machaka boy, or misha ain't a machaka le biyosai. Kaifa, the tayyu of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's machaka got to do with kaifa? The answer is, maybe obvious, the answer is that machaka is just an actualization of the emunah. There's a level of belief where a natural consequence of that belief is machaka. If you believe it enough, if you really believe it, then you'll be machaka. The Chofetz Chaim, he used to look out of the window. That's when he wasn't writing the Mishnah Berurah. He used to always be on anything, any hint, any remnant, any anything which might be heralding in the new era. The Chofetz Chaim had a suitcase ready. That's what Machaka means, and it's just a level of emunah. You believe it so much; it's such a reality to you. You've worked on you've been misbeinin. You believe it to the point whereby you're Machaka. So, as an answer to our question, how are you supposed to mourn for something which we can't fathom, we've never experienced? The answer is, we're mourning for what we believe was the reality, and what we believe will be the reality. It's belief. You're right, we're right, it's true. We don't have any knowledge. We don't even expect it. We never experience the Zman of the Mikdash. We have to believe. And the feature that we believe, then there's a reality that we believe in. And the reality we believe in is a reality which we're mourning its loss. And we believe to what extent we are missing it. And to what exalted existence we could be in. And that we had. And that we lost. And that's what we're mourning. It's a mourning based on belief. The source of the mourning is Emunah. This Emunah is something which drives a person to their own perception of the Beis HaMikdash, or even their own closeness to the Musug of the Beis HaMikdash, of to the reality of the Zman HaMikdash. This Emunah comes within a person their own attachment to the environment, the reality, the Kedusha, the uplifted existence that there was the Zman of the Mikdash. This Emunah, Emunah Hashem, will be the reason, the cause, will be the reason to be Zeicha for the Beis HaMikdash. One thing for sure it does, and this immediately, is it builds the Beis HaMikdash within us. Through Emunah, through His greatness, we create our own reality, our own Beis HaMikdash. That might be the Beis HaMikdash which we are held accountable for, B'yameinu, for not building. So that's something which we can do. That's in our hands. That's our own His greatness, our thinking, our learning, our understanding, investigating. Our own perceived Beis HaMikdash is something which we're the architects of. And we're the builders of. Gemara Tanis says, "Kolam Yisabel Yishlaim Zeicha Beroya B'Simchasa." Anybody who is Misabel, who mourns on Yishlaim Zeicha Beroya in the present tense, is meriting, is seeing Beroya B'Simchasa. Everybody asks the famous question: it should be, will be Zeicha? What do you mean, is Zeicha? And according to this is the answer. The answer is that the Mikdash, my own base of Mikdash, my own Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash which I'm going to attach myself to and live my life with, live my life feeling, and the exalted existence that Beis HaMikdash exemplifies, and that reality that I'm going to live my life with, that Beis HaMikdash is something which I'm Roya, I'm Zeicha, immediately. It's a direct consequence of the work that I do. I was thinking further, and we can really see ourselves similar to children lost in the forest. Children lost in the forest looking for their father. We had a torch. We had a flashlight. The flashlight was with which we were able to look for him. And we lost the flashlight. The sorrow, what's the sorrow for? The sorrow is for the hand of the flashlight. The sorrow is because I can't find my father. The mourning's not for the flashlight. The Beis HaMikdash was more than just a flashlight. But the Beis HaMikdash was to some extent a hichtimsa. The Beis HaMikdash was a way in which we made our relationship with Hashem more intimate. The way that we built our relationship with Hashem, because Mishra was a flashlight. And when we lost the flashlight, the biggest reason for mourning is because we've lost that ability to, that closeness with our Father. Baruch Hashem, Hashem gives us more than just a flashlight. And throughout the years, the smaller flashlights. And that's maybe why Chazal compare the Misa of Gedolim, parallel to the Misa of the Chumim is HaMikdash, because Tamiya Chachomim, Gedolim, are also flashlights. They also give us a view. They also show us the exalted existence, the higher purpose living that the Beis HaMikdash heralded in. What can I say? Baruch Hashem, all the Tamiya Chachomim, Gedolim that we have, they should be well and healthy. Our flashlights are getting dimmer and dimmer. We can make that light bright, or we can make it brighter. Again, through the Beis HaMikdash, which is within us, the Beis HaMikdash which through Emunah and through His willingness and through looking into, we can conjure up our own Beis HaMikdash, and that can shine within us. And that's our avodah. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tesmet Bei, says, talking about Chum Bai Sheni, HaMikdash Sheni Shehi Oizkin V'Tayrah, the mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasodim, Mipnei Vacharav, Mipnei Shehoiz Boi Sina Sinam, Lelam V'cho Shekulo Sina Sinam, Kinege Shlei Shaveris, V'Lizor Gilerai Shvichas Nomin. What's Gemiras Chasodim? This is Gemara talking. They were asking Gemiras Chasodim. Gemiras Chasodim? They were learning Torah. This is not a layman description. This is the Gemara talking. It means they were really doing it. Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam. They were asking Gemiras Chasodim. Yes, in the Gemara. Gemara says, Lo Nisgal Avonam, Lo Nisgal Kitzon. Talking about the Baal Sheni, Rashi says, Lo Nisgal Avonam means it was Besesa. Maybe Besesa in their hearts. And maybe, more like, we're talking about the generation which We can't be mezalzel. It's difficult for us how to receive Amari Chazal. But the Maya said, we can't mezalzel these people. The sin was probably deep in their hearts. Chazal can see through that. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is, I think, that this issue, this sinol, this deep down sinol, is hereditary. It's a hereditary disease if you inherit it. So anyone who's feeling a bit down about being blamed for crimes that they don't feel that they're necessarily guilty of, it's like a disease. It's a disease if you inherit it. That's the good news. The bad news, which is really not bad news, it's also good news. The other news, say all that, is our mission to fix. Every golus, the middah, I saw this from Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz, every golus, the middah of the malchus, which is in charge, which is running the golus, their middah is the middah for which Klal Yisrael, being in that golus, are falling short of. I mean, that's the middah which that golus needs them to fix within themselves. We're in Golus Edom. In the Pesukei Rabbosi, Sitra Rabbosi, it talks about the famous Midrash that we all know. Rabbi Yisrael went around all the other nations of the world, offering them the Torah. And each Ummah, Hashem gave them the offer of the Aveira, the mitzvah which would be most difficult for them to keep. The mitzvah which disqualified, so to speak, Edom, was Lusitzach. We can't do that. That means thought. Now, Edom, unfortunately, we've seen in very recent history, and it's not the first time, but Edom, generally speaking, on a good day, are people who seem to be able to wear suits, be proactive, be positive, be productive, run a well-working society. They don't kind of strike you as sword-wielding lunatics. The answer is that Edom is the master of keeping this middah inside, controlling for another benefit, but keeping it inside. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer talks about also a famous medrash about the Sulam. Yaakov Avinu saw all the malachim going up and down. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that Yaakov Avinu saw the malachim, the star of the different umays, going up and down. And each one went up a certain height and then came down. One of the malachim of Edom went up and up and up, and up and up and up, and never came down. Yaakov screamed out, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, how are we ever going to overcome these? Hashem said, I'll do it for you. I'll help you. I'll do it for you. Edom is our masters of concealed gaiva. You can call it ego. And that being there, what they suffer from, shows us what our mission is. We have within us something, and again, you don't eat yourselves over this. It's hereditary. But it's still for us to fix. We have within us a natural gaiva-related ego, which just distances ourselves from other people. It disallows us to feel a natural happiness necessarily when we hear the sufa of somebody else, or the inability to necessarily share someone else's suffering. This is what it is, and this is the middle of the time. It's our mission to fix. And I just think, as an aether, in as much as the whole muhus of this bad middle, the whole muhus of it is that it's concealed. That's what it is. It's precisely that's the mahus of it. And therefore, I think that externally doing kindness, which is a great thing, everyone should do as much kindness as possible. I don't think that's the way of taking his head on. I think the way of taking a hidden guy the head on is with a hidden kindness. I think everyone can do their own thought about what works best for them. But what works best for me is that you take people who you know have sorrows, and you think about their sorrows, and you daven for them. Nobody else has to know about it. Nobody knows about it. Just you. It means that you're taking head on the identical area in which this gaiva is ruining relationships, and we're taking head on. By the side, we've had enough need to keep. We need to keep the embers burning, the tshuka alive, and that way we'll be zeicha mi'ez Hashem to go to our own personal base of mikdash, and please bring shalom the bidding adayad.